Up the middle, here's a swing and a high fly ball. Left center field, it's deep. Harris in the gap on the run, looking up, and that ball is gone! And Otto Kemp has hit his first big league home run. It's a three-run home run for Otto Kemp. And the Phillies, with eight on the board tonight, here in the first two-plus innings in Atlanta. And what a difference a day can make.
Well, you're not kidding. From Thursday to Friday, Phil's bats non-existent in the Houston series and then came alive on Friday. Congrats to Otto Kemp on his first homer. Obviously had a big impact on yesterday's game with a double down the right field line, at left field line. And, yeah, he's going to keep getting playing time, even when Bryce gets back, I certainly think. So it does bring up an interesting possibility, though, when Bryce comes back, where do you play him and how do you play him? And left field has been discussed. Ruben Amaro talked on his podcast over the weekend about the possibility of Otto Kemp to left field. And Ruben signs off on it. I mean, you got to see if he can, you know, field at all out there, which he's not barely ever done in his life. But if you listen to Ruben, you can tell, based on the likelihood that they can't make two big trades, like one for an outfielder and one for a relief pitcher, you can tell Ruben leans in the direction of trade for the relief pitcher, put Otto Kemp in left. Here's Ruben.
They're going to have to give up a lot to get this reliever, and they don't have a lot to give up. If this guy can play left field well enough so that they can platoon he and Kepler out there, I got to believe they're going to continue to put their eggs in that bullpen basket. That is a far more important piece of the pie.
And by the way, one thing I'll clarify, we'll talk to Ruben tomorrow, but when he says they don't have a lot to give up, I think that's him saying that they want to give. Like,
they don't want to give it.
They're
up.
Not going to trade Andrew Painter for, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that was the GM in him speaking.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, he's like, look, I mean, look, yeah. you could make four trades if you wanted to, but you don't want to trade all these dudes away. So, John, I got to believe Kemp to left field is a viable option. And then that's
how he is deceptively, jaunty. Like, he can move a little bit. You know, more than
when you see him run, you mean?
Yeah.
Base pass.
Yeah, yeah, he's got speed.
Yeah, I agree
on
with
the
that.
Base pass. Yeah. So I can imagine he could make that transition pretty easier than some because he's got the speed to get to the ball.
I think, James, what did he play? About 10 games in the minor leagues in left field? Something like that?
Not many.
I think.
Yeah, it was like seven, I think. Yeah. It was single digits. Yeah.
Well, what'll be interesting is if they send him back to the minors to keep playing left field down there after Bryce gets back so that he doesn't butcher left field up here. Do it for 20 or 30 games, come back.
Just get reps to get some of the, I don't know, angles and just all that.
That would be my guess. Speaking of young players, Flyers with two first-round draft picks over the weekend. Porter Martone, sixth overall pick from the Ontario Hockey League, a winger, had 37 goals this past year. So it doesn't sound like it sounds like he probably will not start with the Flyers and may get up at some point this year, this upcoming year. My guess is probably not, based on the way Danny Briere framed it, but maybe. I mean, we'll see. And then a few picks after that with the 12th pick, the Flyers got a center, Jack Nesbitt. And this is a center that had 25 goals this past year. So what the Flyers gave up was the 22nd and 31st overall pick for the 12th pick in the draft. They traded two first-rounders for one. All right, let's go back. Quickly, I just want to say a couple of thank yous related to our golf from yesterday. So first off, thank you to Jaws. I mean, it's a Jaws course, Riverwinds. Jaws has, I believe it's eight area golf courses. So thank you to Jaws, obviously.
That's all? He has eight?
I think, exactly. Eight. And they're all great, by the way.
No,
they're beautiful
are.
Courses. Yep. So shout out to Jaws. We love Jaws. We'll get them on the show sometime soon to talk some Eagles. Tucker Bagley from WIP did an unbelievable job filming a lot of it. A lot. And there's going to be a compilation. It's all going to be broken down into a couple minutes, a compilation video that will be out later today. I don't know the exact time, but look on WIP's Twitter account for a video. And it'll be very, James, how much do you think he will show Fritz's meltdown within his meltdown? Meaning there was the golf shot meltdown, but then there was the personality meltdown.
I think he'll probably put a touch of it in there without overdoing it. You got to tell the story of what happened, right?
What happened? So,
I mean, I'm saying if you're going to the story, you got to tell the story.
I mean, he let out an F-bomb at one point that was so loud. Now, that can't be, it's not going to be on our video unless they bleep it. I mean, he let out an F-bomb that was so loud. And then at the very end, when he lost, when he conceded the final hole, I mean, it was so over. I didn't have my head turned to where he was, but I heard a thump, John. I don't know if he hit the golf. Right. I don't know if he hit the
You said it was very
golf
loud.
Cart. It was very loud. Like, he might have hit the golf cart
with
or
his club.
Maybe I just heard a thud that was loud. So I don't know what it was.
Were other golfers like craning their necks, like trying
times.
To take a look, like, what the heck is going on?
Well,
over
not
there?
Not with that, but I'll say a few times people were asking for the score. I wouldn't tell anybody the score. Now, Ike at one point said, "Oh, Joe's up," and I'm like, "Ike, we're not supposed to tell anybody." Like, come on, man.
Did you ever drive the ball in the wrong direction?
No, not yesterday. I did that one time before. That wasn't good.
Well,
all right.
Yeah, that's still pretty bad.
It's in my bag, so to speak. And the final shout out, and this one's important. Shout out to the head golf pro from Riverwinds. His name is Vince. Great guy. Obviously, he's a hell of a golfer to be the head golf pro at Riverwinds. And he was my caddy. Really helped me beforehand and duringhand.
That was brilliant.
Thanks, Rhea.
That's a brilliant.
I agree. That was
you.
Really smart.
Thanks.
I have to say,
Rhea. Tomorrow, I will give you my. Because I have 8 reasons written down why I think I won.
Oh, only 8.
Only 8.
You wrote them down.
They all,
that's
no,
good.
I did. They all.
There were
we'll
only
get,
10
we'll
holes.
We'll get to it tomorrow. But trust me when I. Because, James, you know, one of my things was commitment. You don't have to. It's not just about. Well, first of all, it's not just about who's better. And it's not just about wanting to win. It's about going the extra mile to win.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, let me seek out. The head golf pro of Riverwinds and have him be, because no one's going to know the greens.
It was smart.
Better than the head golf
really
pro of Riverwinds.
Right? Credit where due, man. It was smart.
And Fritz wasn't
thinking that.
He wasn't thinking like that. Anyway.
Yeah,
But everybody look out for Fritz today from 2 to 6. Help him out, you know, because he's obviously going to need some verbal hugs.
I'm sure that's coming.
So call in. Be supportive of him.
I'm sure his co-host will give him verbal hugs.
I'm just saying, be supportive of our guy. He's a nice kid. He's a good. He's just got to learn a little respect for elders. That's all I'm saying. It's what I said from the beginning. You like
that? That was patronizing.
I love it.
So patronizing
so good.
Right there.
All right, Rick. But all jokes aside, thank you to Vince. Vince, God bless you, dude. Made a tremendous difference. And he's the head golf pro of Riverwinds, and I want to thank him. All right, Rick and Easton. Hi, Rick.
Caddies do matter. Congratulations. And golf thank was you. The one competition you thought you were toasted.
I did.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought I had a very slim chance, but very slim. Yeah.
Great job.
Thank you.
So, you know, my hat's off to the callers. That I love when you guys have to take a weekend to give a winner to the side topic.
Yeah, it's fun.
I was a little partial to, I don't know why, Sonny Corleone, realizing he was toast in the causeway, wasn't even in that top 7, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, I'm starting to believe that we really do micromanage this Phillies team, and we don't watch the other teams as closely. The Yankees went 29 innings. My wife brought this to my attention. The Yankees went 29 innings against the Angels, not scoring a run. The Mets got swept by the Pirates, but not only swept, they were crushed.
Rick, you're talking one of my contentions. I bring this up fairly frequently, that we dwell more on the negatives with the Phillies than we know about the negatives of the other teams. The other teams, when they
but
lose.
You don't apply this to the Eagles.
To the quarterback of the Eagles.
You refuse to see the truth with the Eagles football team.
It's an interesting perspective.
You're saying you apply this to baseball. Why not to football?
I think I do to football. I just...
No, you don't.
Okay.
That's the whole point.
That's fine. That's what you think. That's fine.
Come on.
That's fine. Go ahead, Rick.
Even though we look so anemic offensively against the Pirates and the Astros, I agree with Rhea and John. You know this. The O-line is the most important part of a football team. So is starting pitching. And I want to tell you something. I don't know if they're going to make any of these blockbuster moves people think they can make. You know, you have the best starting pitching. You know, no division leader is way ahead of the rest of the pack, which typically happens. You know, we have we need home run power. So just to touch on this, Schwarber can't go anywhere in a league with home runs because he's our only power hitter. We have Abel, we have Nola, Lizardo, Painter as options to go into the bullpen. You know, unless we can really add a Hoskins or a Rooker, a power hitter on the right side, they're not touching Crawford, Miller, and Painter. I think that shit sailed. I don't know if this team's going to make a lot of changes, guys.
Well, based on the last 3 years, they haven't, so maybe they won't again. Look, Rick, I think at the very least you'll get a minor move or two. I think you'll definitely get a reliever. The question is how good. You may get an outfielder. You probably will. Again, the question is how good. Remember, last year was Austin Hayes. Who was the guy the year before that?
God, Whit Merrifield?
Well, he was signed at the start of the year.
That's right, he was signed.
I thought there was a guy 2 years ago. I mean, 3 years ago was Brandon Marsh.
It was Marsh. Yeah, yeah. There was a guy. Oh, my God, I'm blanking on it.
But the point is, Rick, they have made moves that are like C-level moves in the last couple of years.
And here's my point. You guys are the best, and you can't even remember who they got. That's why I'm thinking, can Kirkland and Strom hold the back end of that bullpen? I don't know. They might just stay pat. Right, let me give you my answer, because I know you have some people waiting.
Sure.
In the Breakfast Club, Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
This was my answer.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Had it waiting.
And James, your argument is it's so closely associated.
Every time I hear this song, I go like this. I stick my fist up in the air. Every single time I hear it.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a different one.
Okay.
I think it's time for me to give mine, man.
Go for it.
Stuck in the Middle
so
with
that was
You,
the
Steeler's Wheel.
Yeah.
I had that one.
Reservoir Dogs?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big
Steeler's
one, too.
Steeler's Wheel. I mean, that song, I'd never
I had
heard that
too.
Song often prior to this movie.
Yeah.
Holy cow, and it exploded with that scene.
Well, it was a famous song beforehand, but it went to another level. And I will say it's so closely associated with that scene in that movie.
Yeah. I mean, he's
pouring gasoline down the guy's ear.
Cuts the guy's ear off.
He
cuts the guy's ear off and puts gasoline down there.
This song has become disturbing to me because of the association.
Correct.
Which is pretty dark.
No, both are big answers. By the way, Ruben's, the audio we played of Ruben earlier, I meant to say from his podcast, the Phillies show. By the way, we'll have Ruben on the show tomorrow. So Ruben tomorrow, Ben Davis on Thursday. 4th of July coming up. Imagine that. No. Fast approaching.
It's crazy. June
crazy.
Flew by.
Yeah, it really did. Fast approaching. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day and close it out. Twitter poll is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet, wishing the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. Poll question, are you pleased with the Phillies' first half of the season? Yes or no? How do you think people responded, John?
because pleased is used in not happy, I'm going to say it's a much larger number. So like 71%.
61% say they're pleased.
Huh.
James Seltzer, follow-up question. If the Phillies bullpen blew that game yesterday, and they almost did.
Yeah, great question.
What would the poll results have
I think it's
been?
Reversed. I think it's like 60-40 the other way.
Isn't that wild? One game.
It's crazy.
One game. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid. Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Yeah, yesterday the Fritz was on the Fritz. And the hammer was the hammer. That's how you do, Joe. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Wow. I don't know who should be more embarrassed. Spike and Ike or Jack or all the Fritz supporters who thought the camera wouldn't even win one event. Congrats on the win, Hammer.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that greatly.
Joe, great job this weekend. So proud of you. I've been rooting for you from the beginning. Very bad about John Ritchie. You got to get on board. John, he's your coworker. How are you not rooting for him? Go Hammer.
Oh, thank you.
Jack's my coworker also, isn't he?
Well, I think she meant to emphasize co-host, but thank you.
Joe may have won the battle, but I don't know about his chance in the war. He might have just unwoken the bear. That is Jack Fritz. The 4-1 for Jack Fritz's incoming. Take shelter, pal.
Possible. Hey, listen, I
wouldn't that be something?
I grant that. Here's the thing.
I hope that's the case.
Well, I thought of the three big Philadelphia sports wins this century in a game one. Game one, 2001 finals, AI goes for 48. Sixers did lose the next four. 2009, Cliff Lee,
You're
Yankee Stadium.
This in?
Yeah, this is going to be number four, but I got to go the other way. 2009, game one, Cliff Lee dominates Yankee Stadium. Phillies lose four of the next five. 2022, Phillies Astros. JT hits the homer. Phillies come back and win 6-5. Lose four of the next five.
Common theme here.
So I'm trying to hold off and not letting that happen again. This is more like an 08 Phillies. 83 Sixers. And with that, with that sweet victory, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments,
Dan, you know I'm really,
and complaints.
It's taken a lot for me to say.
You are very reserved. Listen, been very impressive.
I follow the. Remember Kobe that one year?
You're just like Kobe.
Someone was asking why he wasn't happier when they had a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals. He said, job not done.
That's right.
And he goes, job done? No. Job not done.
There you go.
That's the way I feel. But everyone, make sure you check out Fritz today at 2 o'clock because.
Give him some love.
Must listen radio. Yeah,
talk
okay?
about income. It really will.
I'm going to wake up from my nap early just so I can tune in.
I have my alarm set for 157, 158, and 159 because sometimes like, I'll forget why I set my alarm. Yeah. But if I do it three straight times, I'll know to like check my calendar for what is there.
Oh, my God. I do the same exact
157, 158, 159.
If I put it in three times around the same time, I've had something scheduled.
Something really matters. And what matters for me at 3 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, is to listen to the start of their show. All right, let's go to Kyle in Westchester. Kyle, good morning.
Hey, guys. I'm back. Sorry I missed you earlier.
Nope, no worries, my man. All right, move fast. We gotta go kind of fast. What do you got?
For sure. I think you're underselling how much of a meltdown that was. I was there yesterday to witness. I'm Kyle, the marketing manager for Ron Jaworski Golf.
Yep.
So I witnessed this firsthand, and it was more than a meltdown. I don't know what the word is, but it was bad.
So really? More than a meltdown.
Really?
A meltdown's pretty bad.
This is Chernobyl. So give me a little more. So when he got to that hill and the brush and the whole deal, the fescue, it was... I mean, he was there in three, and he did not emerge until 12. I actually never seen anything like him my whole life. I mean that.
Have you witnessed anything like that, Kyle? Because you're around golf every day.
I have not. I mean, I'm Team Fritz. We're both part of a Boonesburg Husky Pack, but to find the creek twice on the same hole on 10 at Riverwinds is tough. And watching him try and escape hurt to witness, but, you know, he'll bounce back. I'm not worried about that.
We'll see about that. Kyle, how about when the ball was bouncing on the bridge, bouncing, and finally went over? Like, it was astounding. It really was, man.
If you've played Riverwinds, you know that 10th hole is pretty tough. And his approach shot kind of went towards 11 tee box, and then he was in a tough spot, took the drop. There was some controversy there.
Yep.
Vince gave us a nice ruling on that. Had a few re-tees or tried to drop it four times. And
I even let him re-drop at one point because he dropped and it rolled back into the fescue.
Then
he dropped from his shoulder. Then he dropped, but we didn't count that one, John. Then he dropped forward. I mean, he
took the practice swing and moved the ball. Don't forget that.
Well, so I didn't see that the ball moved, but I did see that he swung and missed.
Yes, but there was no attempt to hit the ball, so it didn't count. That was that's where Vince came in and kind of provided some insight and helped us out there.
No, I don't even remember that.
No
anyway.
Attempt to hit the ball. That sounds like he's not upholding
one of them counted because he had a swing and miss that did count. All right, Kyle, we quickly got to move. Give me, and I appreciate you being there and your help. Give me a song associated with a movie.
You'll Be in My Heart by Phil Collins.
You got it, buddy. Kyle, good seeing you, meeting you yesterday. Appreciate you calling the show. Guys, we got to come up with a winning answer. So here's what we got. Lose Yourself, 8 Mile. I Will Always Love You, Bodyguard. Over the Rainbow, Wizard of Oz. Breakfast Club, Don't You Forget About Me.
I'm voting for Breakfast Club. That
Breakfast
was my winner
Club.
Coming in.
Yeah.
Because I'm voting for Over the Rainbow.
I think, oh, man. I don't want to tie this up. I think it's 8 Mile. I think it's Lose Yourself.
Okay, well, then that's fine. Then Breakfast Club wins. Okay. I mean, it is very closely associated with the movie. I don't think anything is associated with the movie more than Over the Rainbow, and I think Rhea and Seltzer did Andy the Caller dirty, but that's their choice. You did him dirty. All right, well, the winning answer is Rick, just because James had it in his mind before the show started. Bad answer. Listen, remember this. Everyone thought Fritz was going to win this competition before the competition started. Sometimes doesn't work out that way.
I now doubt if you
think that's a one-to-one analogy.
All right, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the day. Make sure you listen at 2 o'clock to Spike, Ike, and Babon.